This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week being the 9th of October. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Donald Trump will decide next week to keep or scrap the Iran nuclear deal. The deadline for a decision is Sunday. Officials expect an announcement on Thursday. The IMF World Bank holds its annual summit in Washington next weekend. Finance ministers are worried about growing consumer credit debt in America and Britain. A unilateral declaration of independence in Catalonia is possible next week, with the most likely day being Thursday, Columbus Day and Spain's National Day. The 100th anniversary of World War I's Battle of Passchendaele is marked on Monday, as is the 50th anniversary of the death of Cuban revolutionary Che Guevara. Elsewhere in South America, there will be regional elections in Venezuela. Other elections include a regional vote in the German state of Lower Saxony, a general election in Austria, and presidential elections in Liberia and Kyrgyzstan. In Australia, the High Court decides whether or not MPs can hold dual citizenship. In the EU, there are more Brexit talks and ministerial discussions on agriculture, fisheries, justice, immigration, and environment. On Wednesday, the Chinese Communist Party meets to debate constitutional amendments to enhance the powers of the president. Books are big next week. Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, publishes Raising Trump, her tome about raising the president's first three children. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, takes her book tour overseas to London and to the annual Frankfurt Book Fair, the world's biggest literary event. And finally, on Sunday, the nicely rounded British pound coin is out. It will be replaced by a dodecagonal or 12-sided piece of metal. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 9th of October. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The outcome of the battle over America's Iran policy should be known next week, with a statement expected from President Trump on Thursday and a deadline on Sunday. Will he take the advice of European allies and his defense secretary and renew the Iran nuclear agreement? Or fulfill his campaign pledge to revoke the worst deal ever? Washington will also host the annual IMF World Bank Summit next week, with world finance ministers pleased about global growth projections, but worried about Africa and the rising consumer debt in Britain and America and rising business debt in China. The Catalonian president may choose Columbus Day, which is also Spain's National Day, to unilaterally declare independence from Spain. The move would add insult to injury following the recent referendum vote. Belgium marks the 100th anniversary of the World War I Battle of Passchendaele on Monday. On hand will be Britain's Prince William, Belgium's Princess Astrid, and the Governor General of New Zealand. The battle was the worst in New Zealand's military history, with 2,375 New Zealand soldiers killed. Another anniversary is 50 years since the death in Bolivia of Cuban revolutionary Che Guevara. The anniversary has become a political football in Bolivia. Left-wing Bolivian President Evo Morales is opting for celebrations, and the conservatives are opposing him. Elsewhere in South America, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is staging delayed regional elections on Sunday. Austria is expected to elect its youngest ever chancellor, Sebastian Kurz. On the same day, Liberia will replace Africa's only woman president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and Kyrgyzstan votes to replace their president, Almazbek Atambayev. The German state of Lower Saxony will hold regional elections on Sunday, and observers will be watching to see if the far-right Alternative for Deutschland continues to rise. Australia's High Court rules on Tuesday whether or not dual citizens can sit in Parliament. The future of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's government could depend on the verdict, as his deputy is a dual national. In the EU, there's another round of Brexit talks and meetings of ministers responsible for agriculture, fisheries, justice, immigration, and environment. Books are a big topic. On Tuesday, Ivanka Trump publishes her book on raising the president's three eldest children, And Hillary Clinton goes on a book tour which takes her to London and Frankfurt for the world's largest book fair. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.